It's Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This is how you know your weekend has begun. When you get a chance to play the Harris Challenge, the topical trivia game, that's the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on most smartphones, *KTRS will get you in here. You play the challenge to not only take the trivia test, but also to try to win fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
You are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop with two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Florissant.
And you know what I forgot to give you again today?
I know. I'll look it up.
Okay. Also,
I wondered why you were talking in slow motion.
I know. I was just going to say, we have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card for you, and they have two locations. They have one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at Highway 70 and 79.
You know what we should do? We should announce that today is the last chance for somebody to win the big prize that we've been trying to give away for a month, and we had said that it would go to whoever got a clean sweep. Today, we're going to give it to whoever gets the highest score on the Harris Challenge. You don't have to get every question right. Whoever gets the highest score is going to win a fabulous prize package bonus from the Hollywood Casino and Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Oh, yes. But I will tell you also that we're getting two tickets to the Skyview Drive-In.
Yes.
And I will tell you.
I'll tell you what they have right now. The Emoji Movie and Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. And on the other screen, War for the Planet of the Apes and Spider-Man Homecoming. Those are the double bills at the Skyview on North Belt West in Belleville, Illinois, sponsors of the Harris Challenge.
Okay, and this Hollywood Casino package is two tickets to any summer concert at the Hollywood Casino.
The reason we're finishing this up today is because we want to give it away. While you can still choose from concerts that are going on this summer at the amphitheater.
Yeah. There's a food and beverage credit for Hollywood Casino.
So you can go to dinner at the casino before you go out.
That's right.
And see the concert.
Shuttle service from Hollywood Casino.
So you can park at the casino for free, and we'll give you a ride over to the amphitheater.
Yeah. And a one-night hotel stay at the Hollywood Casino St. Louis Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a $73 million renovation.
So all of that is yours if you're the high scorer today on the Harris Challenge. Now let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing fine. Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want that Hollywood Casino thing.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer, and you can choose the category you want from the first three that come spilling out here, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or category two, Charlize Theron movies. She's in the new Atomic Blonde, which I liked a lot and which opens up today. And our third category is It Happened in July. What do you want, Mike? That's the easiest question I'm going to ask you today.
I know. They've happened in July.
Okay. This is not things that happened this July, but in previous Julys. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. You got a 1-pointer, 2, 3, 4, and 5-pointer. A total of 15 points possible, but you only need 8 or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the first Miss America to resign her title in July 1984?
Vanessa Williams.
Correct. What's the name of the literary studying aid introduced in 1953 that millions of kids have used instead of reading the entire book?
Okay.
Who is the central character in Catcher in the Rye, which was first published in July 1951?
Pass.
Which cable news channel debuted in July 1996? MSNBC. Within 20 years, when was the American Bar Association founded? 1878. All right, what's the name of that literary studying aid kids have been used instead of reading the entire book since 1953? Cliff's Notes.
That's right.
And Catcher in the Rye was about Holden Caulfield. Well, Mike, this would be the most ironic thing we've ever done on the Harris Challenge, because we have the big prize for our high scorer today. If you win that with 1 point.
Yes. I know.
You know what? We probably.
I think we should end the contest right now.
Well, the contest may be ending itself in 6 weeks, but that's a whole other story for another day.
I understand.
But, you know, with only 1 point, you are in the lead right now, but you also have to be punished. And if you're like me, you've been thinking all summer long, if only someone could yodel a classical song for me. Well, let me introduce you to Mary Schneider. You know, actually, it's kind of impressive.
It is.
Why is it punishment music? Because you're not going to get that out of your ear all weekend. That's going to be your earworm for this weekend, Mike. I'm glad you played, but I...
Are you going to put him on hold?
I hope you do better. I am going to put you on hold here, because with the 1 point, you are currently in the lead.
Oh, boy.
And that's going to last, I think, probably about 45 seconds. But let's see. Terry, you're next on the Harris Challenge. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You want to suck up to somebody or shout out to anyone with your five-second cheap plug opportunity?
Just hello to Zach and Jason.
All right.
My grandsons.
Which category would you like, Terry? Have you been paying attention? Charlize Theron movies or Multiple Choice Week?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Terry. You've got to overcome that enormous lead of 1-0, which in a soccer game would pretty much be the end. But here, let's see if you can do better. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What St. Louis area highway was Vernon McKellips driving an asphalt truck on before squirming through a concrete barrier and falling to the ground below yesterday morning?
Highway 40.
44. Besides John McCain, name one other Republican senator who voted down the GOP's attempts to repeal Obamacare last night.
That would be Lisa Murkowski.
That's correct. And Susan Collins of Maine is the other one. In what state were one person killed and seven injured when a carnival ride broke apart this week at the state fair?
Indiana.
Ohio. Which soda did Coca-Cola announce this week it's phasing out next month in favor of a new formula and a similar name?
Coca-Cola. I don't know. Pam.
Which former Comedy Central star will do his first stand-up special in 21 years this fall for HBO? Oh, the time ran out on you before. I knew you were going to say Jon Stewart.
Yep.
And it's Coke Zero that's going away. It'll now be called Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. That's gonna fix things, won't it?
Yeah.
Now, here's the best part of my day today, Terry. Mike had a one.
Mm-hmm.
He is no longer our leader because you have overtaken him, Terry, with a 2.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But you don't get to go anywhere before you get punished. Mary? All right, that's enough of that.
Whoa.
Terry, hang on. So
okay.
Dan can get your information.
Okay.
You're our current leader for the big prize.
Nail-biter.
Let's see.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see if Mark can do better than that. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Paul. How's it going?
Okay. You want to plug something?
Well, I just want to say I don't know what the future's going to hold for you guys, but thank you for one glorious run.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. We all do. Mark, the categories are Charlize Theron movies, Multiple Choice Week, or Blondes Who Can Sing But Aren't Atomic.
Couple of blondes who can sing but aren't atomic.
All right. You realize the huge hill you have to climb here, Mark.
I'll try and get over the molehill.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Pennsylvania native, whose most recent album was called 1989, has won 10 Grammys and 11 CMA Awards?
Pass.
Which blonde led a band that had hits like Heart of Glass, Rapture, and Dreaming?
Blondie.
What's her name?
Oh, Debbie Harry.
Correct. By what stage name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta better known?
Lady Gaga.
Correct. Who was a co-founder and lead vocalist of No Doubt before launching a solo career and eventually a spot as a judge on The Voice?
Gwen Stefani.
Correct. Who won the fourth season of American Idol, went on to a huge country music career, and sings the opening theme for NBC's Sunday Night Football?
Carrie Underwood.
Correct. For the clean sweep, which Pennsylvania native, whose most recent album was called 1989, has won 10 Grammys and 11 CMA Awards?
Kelly Pickler?
No. Kelly Pickler.
It was Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. Man. I couldn't. Oh, my goodness.
But, Mark, you didn't get the clean sweep, but you did get 14 points, and you are now a prohibitive leader for the big prize. Hang on, and Dan will get some more information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Thank you.
Congratulations in advance. We'll see what happens with our next contestant, who is also named Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. You want to plug something?
I do. I want to say go Cardinals, and also thank you all there for years and years of wonderful entertainment.
Thank you very much. Two categories left here, Mike. We have Charlize Theron movies or Multiple Choice Week.
I'll try the Charlize Theron movies.
Okay. You know what you got to do. Get them all right to take the lead. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the subtitle of the Mad Max movie Charlize co-starred in last year?
Fury Road.
Correct. When she played the Evil Queen in Snow White and the Huntsman, who played Snow White?
Pass.
She appeared in the 8th Fast and Furious movie this year. What's it called?
The Fate of the Furious.
Correct. In what 2003 movie did Charlize win an Oscar for playing serial killer Aileen Wuornos?
Monster.
Correct. In what movie about a 1960s rock band, written and directed by Tom Hanks, did Charlize make one of her first big screen appearances as the drummer's girlfriend?
That Thing You Do.
Correct. For the win.
Kristen Stewart.
Snow White was played by Kristen Stewart. That's a clean sweep.
Yeah.
You're the big winner today, Mike.
Yes.
Congratulations.
All right.
Wow. I thought we were off to a real punishing day, but I got to tell you, you and Mark have made it better for me. Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes.
Thank you, Paul, so much.
Thank you very
truly
much.
Truly earned it with the clean sweep, yeah, not just winning.
Absolutely. So now we go to our final contestant, Jim. Hi, welcome to the show.
Well, it's going to be tough to follow that up.
Yes, it is. Tell us about yourself and say hello to whoever you like.
Say hello to my wife and all my fellow graduates, 40th reunion for St. Thomas Aquinas High School.
Okay. One category left. It's all yours, Jim. It's multiple choice week. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to the Department of Defense, which does the Pentagon spend more money on? Gender transition-related medical treatment or erectile dysfunction medication?
Erectile dysfunction.
Correct. Which website was acquired this week in a deal worth $2.8 billion? PayPal, WebMD, or Pornhub?
What was the first one?
PayPal. It's WebMD. What did a man successfully check as baggage on a recent flight from Melbourne to Perth, Australia? A can of beer, 1,000 pounds of Vegemite, or his pet koala?
Pet koala.
One can of beer. What did a flight attendant on a Delta flight from Seattle to Beijing use to subdue a man trying to open an exit door in midair? A suitcase from the overhead bin, a seatbelt extender, or several bottles of wine?
The wine.
Correct. Where did two graffiti artists climb the 382-foot towers of the Ben Franklin Bridge only to get stuck and need cops to get them down? Philly, Boston, or D.C.? I'm going to let you answer.
Boston.
It is Philadelphia. The Ben Franklin Bridge goes between Pennsylvania and New Jersey in the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Oh, well.
The flight attendant smashed wine bottles over the head of the guy who was trying to open up the door. The guy in Australia checked one can of Emu Export Lager. And if you go online, you can see the video of it. It actually has the baggage tag stuck around it, and it's going down the conveyor belt to where you pick up your bags. And, yeah, we spent $84 million on erectile dysfunction medication at the Department of Defense, half of that on Viagra. That's 10 times what gets spent for transgender members of the armed forces. Let's see how you did here, Jim. You got the one, you got the four. Oh, that's only 5 points. And that means we are going to have a triple punishment Friday. Stick that in your ear and enjoy it all weekend long, Jim. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
And congratulations again to our big winner today, Mike, for the clean sweep on the Charlize Theron movies. By the way, if you haven't seen Atomic Blonde, it opens today. Max and I both recommend it. That's the Harris Challenge, which comes back every Friday for the near future, right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS, and always, always in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.